Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the source of success, building character in your life. In this session, we'll be looking at Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 14, discernment. David's wisest and most trusted advisor was Ahithophel. Why did he join Absalom's revolt against David and give counsel to kill him? Ahithophel was so wise that it was said of him, "The advice of Ahithophel, which he gave in those days, was as if one had inquired at the oracle of God." That's 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23. With such wisdom, it would seem obvious that Ahithophel would remain loyal to David when his son Absalom rose and rebelled against his father. Yet Ahithophel turned against David and not only joined Absalom, but also gave counsel on how to kill David. When Absalom decided not to follow the counsel of Ahithophel, Ahithophel went home, put his house in order, and hanged himself. What Ahithophel intended to do to David, he did to himself. Why? Well, 2 Samuel chapter 17, verses 1 through 4 tell us, and a couple of other verses. 2 Samuel 17, verse 1, "Moreover, Ahithophel said to Absalom, 'Now let me choose 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue David tonight. I will come upon him when he is weary and weak and will make him afraid. And all the people who are with him will flee, and I will strike only the king. And then I will bring back all the people to you. When all return except the man whom you seek, all the people will be at peace.' And the saying pleased Absalom and all the elders of Israel." And if you jump down to verse 14, "So Absalom and all the men of Israel said, 'The advice of Hushai the Archite is better than the advice of Ahithophel, for the Lord has purposed to defeat the good advice of Ahithophel to the intent that the Lord might bring disaster on Absalom.'" And then verse 23, "Now when Ahithophel saw that his advice was not followed, he saddled his donkey and arose and went home to his house, to his city. Then he put his household in order and hanged himself and died. And he was buried in his father's tomb." The answer to why is found in the genealogies of Ahithophel. Ahithophel was a Gilonite, 2 Samuel 5:12. Eliam was the son of Ahithophel, 2 Samuel 23:34. Eliam was the father of Bathsheba, 2 Samuel 11:3. Ahithophel was the grandfather of Bathsheba. Just as Absalom purposed to kill Amnon for raping his sister, so Ahithophel may have become bitter and purposed to kill David for defiling his granddaughter. So both Ahithophel and Absalom concluded that David was not fit to rule the nation and planned to remove him from power. They both died, and their destruction illustrates what damage comes to those who judge God's anointed leaders. Discernment is the ability to distinguish between good and evil in order to make wise decisions. The concept of discernment is defined by several Hebrew words. Shama means to hear, to understand, to perceive. Yada is to know, to recognize, to consider. And bien, to separate mentally, to distinguish. A fourth word, mishpat, means judgment in law, a decision, and it refers to a verdict pronounced judiciously, especially a sentence or a formal decree. The Greek word translated discern is diakrino, and it means to separate thoroughly, to withdraw from, to make a distinction, to decide. There are three points to consider regarding discernment. Discernment comes from an understanding heart. 1 Kings 3:9. Give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. Discernment is expected by all believers. Ezekiel 44:23. And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the unholy, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. Discernment grows by the application of God's word. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. Those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Why is discernment important? Well, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 14 through 16 tells us, as obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. God calls Christians to sanctify themselves. God does not want believers defiled by the world. God expects his followers to be holy like him. Peter quoted directly from Leviticus chapter 11, verses 44 and 45. For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore consecrate yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any creeping thing that creeps on the earth, for I am the Lord who brings you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2, speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. How do we gain discernment? Well, the answer is found in Solomon's request for an understanding heart. An understanding heart is a heart that listens to the voice of conscience, that listens to the words of Scripture, that listens to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. We are advised to ask God for wisdom, and he will give it. James chapter 1 and verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. How discerning are you? How discerning are you? Do you seek understanding to discern good and bad? Have you dedicated your body as a temple of the Holy Spirit? Do you avoid anything that hinders the Holy Spirit? Do you listen to both sides before making conclusions? Do you consider a person before making opinions about him? Do you help others to make wise decisions? You think about that, and you have a great day.